get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have everybody with me, and let's get ripping because there's a lot of stuff to do. First, the rules of engagement. Rules of engagement are pretty easy. First, you can text the word Mike or Michael and your message to 33103. Text that to 33103. And then we've changed the web address to make it easy for everybody. We decided to kind of dumb it down a little bit. Yeah, so if you want to go to the website where you can find all the information about following the program, you can download the podcast. You can follow me on social media. You can do any of that. You simply go to michaelsweekendshow.com. Michaelsweekendshow.com. And the same thing for Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. If you want to follow me on all of those, it's really easy. Just go to michaelsfacebookpage.com, michaelstwitterpage.com, or michaelsinstagrampage.com. We get all of those set up and ready to go for you. So let's go. 24 days. We are now 24 days away from the midterm elections. And Democrats ought to be nervous. I think we might be on the precipice of a red tsunami. It is. Let's go to Arizona first, because Arizona, where Carrie Lake is running against Carrie Lake, who's a Republican, and she is one of those MAGA Republicans, whatever that's supposed to mean. She's running against a Democrat in which everyone has assumed, for whatever stupid reason, that she is not going to win that race. But I think that she is going to win that race. And a lot of people are starting to get very nervous about it. Axios reports this. Democratic Party strategists are watching Arizona's Carrie Lake with growing alarm. Now, as some see it, a 2020 election denier, now, she was not an election denier. She had questions about the election. There's nothing wrong with having questions about the election. She could easily win Arizona's gubernatorial race, and in so doing, threaten Democrats' 2024 election potential. And with the talent she's already displayed, even as a political novice, they see her potential to soar as a vice presidential spot or even a post-Trump presidential candidacy. Now, I think that's probably any time people start talking about, you know, somebody being a vice presidential candidate, or a potential candidate in 2024, today is too early to talk about that. The midterm elections are on November 8. November 9, then we can start talking about 2024. But right now we have to focus on this election. So here's what's going on. The polls in Arizona are neck and neck. And a lot of Democrat operatives, including the Democrat muckety-mucks in Washington, D.C., are really starting to vent frustration that Katie Hobbs, who is running against her in Arizona, is not presenting a stronger challenge to Lake. But think about this. Think about the incongruity and the inconsistency and the contradiction of this concept. Democrats are frustrated that Katie Hobbs, who is the Democrat nominee in Arizona, is not, you know, presenting a stronger challenge to Carrie Lake. But Katie Hobbs has refused to debate Lake. which some say signals fear and amounts to political malpractice. Now, I have this theory about political debates in modern American politics. In modern American politics, debates have become nothing more than a press conference. There's not much, if any, interchange, even at a gubernatorial level. There's not a lot of interchange between the candidates. There needs to be interchange between the candidates. I would rather see a debate format like this. Let's just make it 2 hours, 2 hours long. And one reporter, one moderator, in fact, you know what? It doesn't have to be a reporter. Find one individual. I'll volunteer to do it. And all I have to do is just ask a question. Do you think the sky is blue? Candidate A, what's your response to the sky is blue? And let candidate A go on for 5 minutes why the sky is blue, or maybe 3 minutes. Candidate B, what's your rebuttal to candidate A's argument about the sky is not blue or the sky is blue? And give them 2 or 3 minutes to rebut what candidate A said. And then, just like in a courtroom, give candidate A a chance to respond to what candidate B said, and boom, that's the end of question one. That might take about 15 minutes. Then let's go to question two. But this time, the first question goes to candidate B. Candidate B is asked, do you think the sky is green? Rebuttal from candidate A. And then candidate B gets to refute whatever it was that candidate A said in response to the first argument. It's the same way that a courtroom works. If you're the plaintiff or the prosecutor in a courtroom, you present your case first. And then the defense or the opposing counsel then presents their case. And then the plaintiff or the prosecutor gets to present a rebuttal. Same thing. But here would be the difference. Instead of having this gubernatorial debate is brought to you by NBC and the Wall Street Journal or whatever, this debate is brought to you by the two candidates. They have agreed that these are the terms of the debate. They have agreed, much like you would agree on an arbitrator, that this person will ask the questions. And then that person draws up the questions about whatever the issues are and throws them out. Now, that person has to be, and this would be the challenge, that person has to be someone who, despite, and I know that people can do this because people do it in a courtroom all the time. Whether you're for candidate A or candidate B should make any difference. What the moderator should do is simply find what are the issues that the voters have shown by polling are their number 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 issues. And then just ask the question, let's just say that the issue is inflation. What's your position on inflation? Simple question. Or just, what do you have to say about inflation? Canada Day, the gates are open. Run like a horse race. And then after they give the answer, candidate B does it. Here's what would be different about that. We get to hear the candidates go against each other instead of the candidates going against the stupid, dumbass journalists that are asking, journalists, I use that term loosely, excuse me. Instead of listening to what the journalists have to say and going back and forth between the journalists. I don't care about that debate. I don't care about that. Let's have a debate between the candidates. I think, and here's the other point I'd make about that. I think it makes for a lot more interesting television or radio. Because we know that if you've been listening to me, if you listen to me in my local program in Denver, you know that I refer to this unholy alliance between the ruling elite, the dominant media, and big tech as the cabal. Well, the cabal is the one that sits down there as the moderators. And I don't care whether it's Fox News, I don't care whether it's MSNBC or NBCA, I don't care who it is. They all have some sort of, what would I call it? It's not really, well, it is a prejudice, but they have a point of view. I want someone to just ask point blank, a simple question. How would you deal with inflation? Or what do you think about inflation? And then it's not going to be a debate between candidate A or B and the reporters or the moderators. It's going to be a debate between the candidates. I think I would find that invigorating. I would find that challenging. I would find that interesting. I would find that to be that's a great circus to watch. That's a car wreck. That's rubbernecking on the television watching a car wreck. Because now these two candidates have to face each other. And that's what I want. Because I don't give a rat's ass about the moderators. I don't care what Chris Wallace. I don't care what John Roberts. Sean Hannity. I don't care what any of these people have to say about the questions between the candidates. I want to know the candidates and how they respond to each other. But anyway, back to Kerry Lake. But I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that kind of debate. And I want you, wherever you live, to go to your party leaders, and I want you to say, look, our candidates, whether it's for governor, U.S. Senate, I don't care, dog catcher, city council, whatever it is, that's the kind of debates they ought to have. Because then voters, think about local television. Local television is through like here in Colorado. In Colorado, our NBC affiliate, the most popular, I'm using in air quotes, the most popular, I would say, of the anchors, is truly a far-left liberal, just far-left liberal. I don't want him to moderate a debate because I know what his position is, and he can't help himself but to favor one candidate or another. But that's because he's debating the candidate. So imagine a local TV station like the NBC affiliate in Denver. Instead of having their anchor moderate the debate, the two candidates running for governor, or the two candidates running for a congressional seat, or the two candidates running for U.S. Senate, any of those, they have to choose, they have to agree that X, whoever X is, and it may just be some, you know, I don't know, maybe a lawyer in town, maybe a doctor in town, maybe a talk show host in town, I don't care who it is. They ask the questions. They ask the questions, and they ask the questions based upon whatever the latest poll shows are the top five issues that voters care about in that state. And they start asking those questions. Can you imagine for local television what that would do? That would be absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Because then we would actually hear what the candidates think about something. Debates between the candidates, not debates between the moderators. Now, when we get back, I want to talk a little bit about Kerry Lake and why I think she's pulling ahead. But before we go to break, I want to ask you, are you or your loved one ready to protect yourself against any attack on you personally or a family member, but you don't feel comfortable carrying a gun? Then I want you to learn more about HEROES non-lethal products. HEROES is a maker of the award-winning HERO 2020. I own several of these. A non-lethal gun that shoots high-speed projectiles filled with pepper powder that explodes on impact, covering the attacker, causing pain, mental confusion, coughing uncontrollably. Once the attacker is hit with this gel, they drop to the ground. That gives you a chance to escape this dangerous situation. All HERO products are concealable, and you do not need a carry permit. And right now, HERO2020.com, HERO2020.com, has a new product called the Arrow. This looks like a small remote control, and it shoots a thin, wrecky, sticky pepper gel that creates this intense burning sensation on any skin on contact, and it includes a 120-decibel alarm that alerts other people for help. Both of these products are non-lethal, but they allow you to defend yourself from a distance. I carry several. My wife carries one. Get one today for yourself, your spouse, your daughter at college, your son working the late shift, or anyone who needs extra protection. Go online right now to HERO2020.com. That's HERO2020.com, and put in the coupon code BROWN, my last name, for a special discount. That's HERO2020.com. State restrictions apply. More about Kerry Lake coming up next.
Hi. Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fly, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only buy the guy, can't buy the nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in this state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Wind River Resort and Casino has Monday Night Football, the best day of the week. So come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 16 screens inside season. Score big with our stadium snacks half off during the game. Play hard, win easy with more prizes, cash, and free slot play. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. So get your team gear on, grab your friends, and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
It's that time of year again for the Sundial Riffle Raffle, a tradition for over 30 years. The raffle has always been about our kids, and this year we're not ducking out. Over $5 million has been raised for substance abuse prevention and youth development, and the Sundial Riffle Raffle is ready to raise more. The grand prize winner of the raffle will receive $10,000 cash, and second place will receive a houseboat vacation. Enter today at sundialriffleraffle.com and continue supporting our kids.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I do appreciate everybody tuning in. If you want to leave me a text message, in fact, I would encourage you to leave me text messages because oftentimes, as those in the local program know, that you can totally throw me off into a rabbit hole. You just text the word Mike or Michael and your message to 33103. So back to Carrie Lake and this idea that the Democrats, because I think Arizona is a precursor for what may be going on, or what we're going to see on November 8th. As I tell my local audience, you really need to watch trend lines. Because if you look at any single poll, a poll is just a snapshot of what's going on that particular day. And pollsters are really, really skillful at manipulating polls so that they reflect what the pollsters really want you to think. So, for example, if you are in Colorado, where I'm sitting right now, in Denver, Colorado, Colorado has essentially turned into a blue state, a Democrat state. So if you oversample Democrats, in other words, you ask more Democrats than you do Republicans or independents a particular question about an election, then the results are going to be skewered toward the Democrat position. So an honest, objective pollster will look at the demographics of a state or a congressional district or a House seat, and they will make sure that the sample that they contact represents the demographics of that congressional district or that state. So in Colorado, for example, they would have an equal number of Democrats, unaffiliated voters, and Republicans, because that's pretty much how we're split up right now. And the unaffiliateds, you never know which way they're going to break. They tend to break stronger toward Democrats than Republicans, so you have to be very careful about the mix of unaffiliated voters that you have in a poll. So then when you take the poll, if you truly have an objective polling sample that reflects the demographics, then you'll get an objective result from those poll questions. But oftentimes what they do is they will simply, and in lots of different groups do polls. Sometimes the polls are conducted by special interest groups like a political action committee. So they'll oversample a little bit. They'll skewer the people they talk to just to get the kind of results they're wanting. And they're trying to do that because they know the media, the cabal, will pick up those poll numbers, and then you'll think, oh, my gosh, my candidate's losing. I just give up. I'm not even going to go vote. Or you'll think, oh, my gosh, you know, my candidate is so close, if I just get out there and vote. And so if they do that for a Democrat, for example, then everybody will run out and vote for the Democrat because I got to help push them over the edge. Ignore all of that. It's all just bullcrap. And instead, what you watch, regardless of whether the poll is objective or not, because sometimes you just can't avoid this, look at the trend line. And that's what's happening in Arizona. That's what's happening in Pennsylvania. It's what's happening right here in Colorado in a senatorial race. The gap between the Republicans and the Democrats are beginning to close. Now, why is that? Because back before Labor Day, nobody gave a rat's ass about the election. No, we were on vacation. It was summertime. We were trying to figure out how are we going to afford to fill the car up with gas? How are we going to afford to, you know, take the kids to Disneyland? How are we going to afford to do whatever? And then after Labor Day, the traditional end of the summer vacation season, everybody's back to work, everybody's back to school, and now people start to get focused. Oh my God, groceries. I can't believe how much groceries cost. Hey, sweetheart, I need extra money for groceries. What do you mean, extra money for groceries? Well, guess what? The asparagus costs more than it did last week, and the carrots cost more, and the lettuce costs more, and the pork and beans cost more. The collard greens cost more. The corn on the cob costs more. The okra costs more. You can see I'm a Southern boy. That's when people start to get focused. And then they start to get angry. And they start asking questions. And then they start looking around, who's responsible for all of this? David Plouffe, who is the architect of Obama's 2008 victory, told Axios that Carrie Lake looks like a plausible presidential candidate. David Axelrod, another key former Obama advisor, offered this assessment of Lake's 20-plus years in Arizona as a local TV anchor before she entered politics. Quote, if you get a candidate who has the performance skills of a major market local TV anchor and the philosophy and thinking of Steve Bannon, that's a potent and dangerous combination. Just look at Italy. Yeah. Carrie Lake has them scared to death. When we get back, real quickly, just one quick soundbite about why Carrie Lake has them scared. I think it'll help you understand exactly what's going on. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Loved working in IT, but he wanted more.
I knew I could make more money if I was certified.
His boss encouraged him to go to My Computer Career.
My manager knew that I'd be more valuable.
The experience was top-notch.
I was able to take classes on my laptop. Now I can work from home. You can get into IT within less than a year.
Become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
Check out My Computer Career. If I can do it, I know anybody can.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Wondering how you can help those impacted by Hurricane Ian? Give now at HelpSalvationArmy.org. All donations will go directly to the front lines, supporting immediate relief efforts for the hurting and the hopeless. Your generosity will bring rest to the weary right now and provide resources for healing and rebuilding far into the future. Help us love beyond disaster. Donate now at HelpSalvationArmy.org.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
It's fall, y'all, and Black Bear Diner wants to make sure you lean into pumpkin spice season. Sip on a pumpkin cold brew made with our deliciously smooth and full-bodied coffee blend to spice up an afternoon or top off your next dinner with a slice of creamy pumpkin cheesecake. Start your day with pumpkin as well. Ask for pumpkin spice in your ever-popular sweet cream pancakes. We'll drizzle on some pumpkin spice sauce, add a dollop of whipped cream, and call it breakfast. Visit Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Voting is your right and civic duty. It is important to know who is running for office and to know the definition of proposed measures that are set to appear on the ballot. Read up on political issues and figure out where you stand. Get out and talk to people and learn more about who could represent you and your interests. Attend local forums involving political candidates and find out if their interests align with yours. Be informed. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, where you can enjoy the comfort of your vehicle, including the air conditioning, while they remove the smoke and grime, debris, and other deposits that can build up on your vehicle and possibly damage the finish and paint. Quick and Clean Car Wash packages start at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. 33103. I want to wrap up real quickly about Carrie Lake, because she really is kind of a bellwether of what's going on around the country. And it is, and this is pretty typical. In the run-up to a midterm election, and for that matter, even a presidential election, but in a midterm election where there's not quite the excitement because you don't have this national focus on two individuals trying to occupy the White House, Instead, you have this diffuse interest. Every state is focused on their particular elections. In Colorado, we're focused on a gubernatorial election and a Senate election and a few few elections and others, but that's Colorado. In Texas, for example, they're focused on a gubernatorial race between Greg Abbott and Beto O'Rourke. It's the same in Georgia. Georgia's facing a rehash of the election between Stacey Abrams and Brian Kemp. And so those state elections get focuses, but the national media doesn't generally cover all of those races. Though they'll mention them occasionally if there's, if somebody says something stupid or, somebody does something wrong or really dumb, then the national media will pick it up. So in the midterm elections, there's this kind of diffused kind of overall look at the races, which I find fascinating. Because in the midterm elections, historically, and almost without exception, I'll just phrase it that way, the party in power, in this case the Democrats, lose seats in both the House and the Senate. Now, because we're starting where the Republicans in the Senate are starting behind the eight ball because they have to keep a certain number of seats in addition to winning a couple of new seats in order to take control. So they start at a disadvantage. In the House, the Democrats have lost enough people who have walked out of Congress and said, I'm not going to run again. And that automatically creates open seats, which are an advantage for the Republicans. And the Republicans don't need that many seats to take control of the House. So the House is pretty, I'd bet the ranch right now that the Republicans will take over the House. The question then becomes the Senate. And all these gubernatorial races are important because the better a gubernatorial race is going, the better that is for a Senate or congressional race, and the better that is for, local elections, state representatives, all the others. So those gubernatorial races and those U.S. Senate races in the different states portend what might happen in other races in the state. So let's go back to Carrie Lake for just one second. Because Carrie Lake, in this Axios article where all these Democrats are talking about, if you look at the Drudge Report right now, the headline on Drudge Report is Democrat Alarm Grows in Arizona. Now, I find that hilarious because in Arizona, they had pretty much written off Carrie Lake because she supported Donald Trump. Donald Trump supports her. She's one of these so-called MAGA Republicans. I use that in air quotes because I just think it's a dumb phrase that Joe Biden tries to pin on Republicans as being out there, as being way over the top. And in fact, I was laughing with my wife last night as we were watching something, and the television commercials, which were primarily at this time of year, nothing but political commercials, everybody was saying that their opponent is dangerous to the country. Well, I think they're all dangerous to the country. Just Congress is dangerous to the country. But why is it that Carrie Lake has drawn enough attention and enough support that the Democrats are worried that she might actually carry Arizona when they had written her off before? Well, last month she was at a rally, I think this was in Phoenix, where a reporter asks her about her belief that the 2020 election may have been stolen or that the 2020 election might not have been, on the up and up.
You said you feel like Joe Biden is dividing the country, but do you feel like Donald Trump is doing the same by falsely telling people that he won that election when they lost it?
The reporter's question is a little difficult to hear, but, you say that Joe Biden is dividing the country. But is Donald Trump also dividing the country because he continues to maintain that he won the 2020 election? Now, I will just say parenthetically that I think Trump's insistence that he won the 2020 election is not a winning argument for Republicans. Whether you believe it or don't believe it is immaterial. I'm just saying in terms of pure retail politics, that's not a winning issue. But what is a winning issue is Carrie Lake's response to that question.
How does that divide the country? Questioning an election where there are obviously problems is dividing the country? Since when can we not ask questions about our elections? As a journalist for many years, I was a journalist after 2016, and I distinctly remember many people just like you asking a lot of questions about the 2016 election results. And nobody tried to shut you up. Nobody tried to tell Hillary Clinton to shut up. Nobody tried to tell Kamala Harris when she was questioning the legitimacy of these electronic voting machines to stop. We have freedom of speech in this country, and you of all people should appreciate that. You're supposedly a journalist. You should appreciate that. So I don't see how asking questions about an election where there are many problems is dividing a country. What I do see dividing a country is shutting people down, censoring people, canceling people, trying to destroy people's lives when they do ask questions. Last I heard, we still have the Constitution. It's hanging by a thread, thanks to some of the work some people in this area have done. But we're going to save that Constitution, and we're going to bring back freedom of speech. And maybe someday you'll thank us for that.
Just bam. Now, you may say, well, why am I so focused on Carrie Lake today? Michael, why aren't you focused on, in Colorado, the campaign between Jared Polis and Heidi Ganahl? Why aren't you focused on the Georgia election? Why aren't you focused on the Illinois election? Why aren't you focused on, all these are gubernatorial elections, the Texas election? Because none of the candidates on the Republican side have that kind of chutzpah to just basically throw it right back in a reporter's face and say to that reporter, wait a minute. And actually, let me just tell you, objectively, Carrie Lake is absolutely correct on this. There are all sorts of montages all over the internet of all these Democrats questioning the results of the 2016 election. They went on the floor of the House when they were counting the electoral votes. They went out in rallies. They talked about, she's right about Kamala Harris. They all challenged, remember Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton, remember her? She challenged the results of the 2016 election and said that, you know, the Russians stole it, the Donald Trump stole it. Everybody stole the 2016 election. But here is a candidate who has the poise, who has the ability to articulate and listen, as I've tried to teach people to do, listen to the question. Don't buy the premise of the question. Because if you listen to the question, you'll understand what the basic premise is of what they're asking you, and then you can just, boom, you can take that baseball bat, you can pull it back, and you can swing it, and that ball will just fly over and clear the fences. And you got a home run. And that is what attracts national attention. If every gubernatorial candidate on the Republican side acted like that, talked like that, had that kind of poise, and many of them do, don't get me wrong, but it is in these times, if I can use that trite phrase, in these times, because of our politics being so driven by the media. This really started back with Kennedy and Nixon. That old debate where Richard Nixon sat there sweating like a hog and John F. Kennedy had makeup on and was really cool, calm, and collected. That was the turning point where candidates had to become not only smart, quick on their feet, knowledgeable of the topics, but also charismatic. Also being able to rise above everything else and stand out above everybody else. That's why Carrie Lake is so dangerous to the Democrats and why they're so fearful of her actually pulling something off. Behind the scenes, Carrie Lake has other advantages that are less visible, but nonetheless important. She's been embraced by top figures in the Republican establishment, yet she remains her own person. You can have the support of a Mitch McConnell or a House Kevin McCarthy. You can have the support of a Kevin McCarthy or a Mitch McConnell. You can have the support of any number of what I would refer to as establishment Republicans and still be your own person. And that's what she's been able to do. She has charmed the Arizona Republican donors, including members of the state's political establishment. And in private meetings and on calls with donors in Arizona, the Republican Governors Association has made clear they are prepared to spend aggressively to get her across the finish line. If Lake wins this governorship, Democrats anticipate that her future endorsements will be sought after and that she will be giving fiery speeches around the country and that she will have a standing invitation on Fox News. And quite frankly, I think that she will become the female personification of the good side of Donald Trump. And that is articulate, smart, and aggressive without being abrasive, without being offensive, but being exactly the kind of candidate that just does not suffer any fools. That's what's changed a lot in our politics. There's a performance aspect to it. And you and I can decry that, but there are a lot of dumb people in this country, and they want to be entertained. And I don't mind a candidate being entertaining as long as I know that intellectually, that they understand the issues, and that they agree with my position on the issues, because I'm more than willing to support a charismatic candidate that is intellectually in tune with my position on the issues. And I would be more inclined to do that than find a candidate that is intellectually on my side of the issues, but can't speak the Queen's English, or I guess now the King's English. Because you still need that kind of charisma to win. And if you don't think if you don't believe me, look at Obama versus John McCain. Obama versus Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney and John McCain were like dead wrapped fish, 2 days old. Barack Obama, charismatic, young, as Joe Biden said, that young, articulate, clean black man. I mean, I can't believe Biden said that. And he got away with it. How racist can you be? But think about that. And Donald Trump comes along. Think about the charisma of Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton. Now, what happened in 2020? Who knows? I think that Trump had kind of worn out his welcome. And I think that the Democrats knew that they could pull Joe Biden across the finish line. But I think those days are over. And I think what Joe Biden has done with his decreased mental capacity, his demented appearance, and his demented way of talking has shown that it's time for a generational change in American politics. And Carrie Lake and other people like her represent that generational change. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael and your message to 33103. And, of course, if you want to follow me on social media, do any of that stuff, just go to michaelsweekendshow.com. It's michaelsweekendshow.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Ammo is expensive and in short supply. Did you know you can train without ammunition at your house using the Mantis X? The best shooters in the world do the majority of their training doing dry fire practice at home. The Mantis X firearms training system is a no-ammo, all-electronic way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. It simply attaches to your own firearm like a weapon light, and you can use it at home or at the range. The Mantis X gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on your technique and guides you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. The Mantis X is used by the Marine Corps, the Army, and Special Forces. It is military-grade technology at an affordable price. The Mantis X is a must-have for every gun owner. If you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you must also act on your Second Amendment responsibility to be competent and confident in your shooting ability. Improve your shooting accuracy today. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend, Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So, somebody asked me on the text message, and I think this must refer to last weekend's show. In fact, let me pull up that specific text message. Mike, this is from Goober number 4440 or 4400. Mike, you're wanting a military similar to Putin's Russia or China's last weekend was insulting and indicative of a REMF. Not sure what that acronym is. I'll have to look it up. Who has never strapped on the boots. Do better. I'm not sure what you think I said last weekend, but I remember the topic. And I remember the topic very distinctly. Do I want a U.S. military like Russia's? No. Russia's U.S. military is absolutely incompetent. Look at what it's doing in Ukraine. It's disorganized. There's no cohesion. They're having to go out and they're having to conscript just people off the, you know, boys off the street. They're having to get mercenaries from Iran and other countries. It's a piece of crap military. So, no, I don't want our military to be like Russia's. Do I want ours to be like China? It should be. It should be as good or better than China's. China's military is disciplined. China's military understands exactly what its mission is, and that is to kill people and break things. That's what the role of any military is to defend its nation or its interest against its enemies. Here's what's wrong with the United States military. Number one, it is led by generals who are more focused on wokeness, more focused on making sure that they get diversity, equity, inclusion. That's bullcrap. They need to be focused on absolutely developing killers, warriors, men and women who are willing to go into battle with people next to them in the trenches who are going to go kill people and break things. Does that sound awful? Well, that's what the role of the military is. You can't have that kind of military if the leaders of the military are more concerned about white supremacism, or they're more concerned about racial equity. They're more concerned about whatever it might be. What they ought to be concerned is, why are they not able to recruit enough people? They're what, 20 or 30,000 or more short of recruits? How about just taking those who didn't want to get vaccinated, who didn't want to get the SARS-CoV-2 shot because they had a religious belief that said don't do it, or they had a medical reason not to do it, or they just opposed to get it because they didn't think it was that, as we now know, it doesn't actually prevent transmissibility whatsoever. Just letting those people stay in the military would make up for most of the shortfall in the recruitment. I worry about our military. And don't give me this crap about because I didn't serve in the military that I don't understand it. Because I do. Because do you know how closely, as the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, that I had to work with the Department of Defense and the Pentagon? How closely I had to work with the generals, how closely I had to work with those battalion commanders, how closely I had to work with the 82nd Airborne, not just in this country, but all around the country. Yeah, I get riled up about this. I get riled up about it because my friends and my family who serve in the United States military and tell me about the crap they're having to deal with as opposed to developing cohesive units that can go out and defend this country, yes, I get riled up about it. It's another sign of American cultural weakness. Good grief. Anyway, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text your message to Mike or Michael to 33103.
Silver demand will exceed supply again this year. Mining.com stated this month that 32,000 tons of silver will be produced, and the amount we need is 34,000 tons. That is a 2,000-ton shortage. This proves that Noble Gold Investments has long warned the market about U.S. transition to renewable energy will put pressure on silver production. Silver is used in solar cells, industrial fabrication, and the automotive industry. There will be a further increase in demand in the field of nanotechnology, the food industry, and printed and flexible electronics. Demand will increase by 54% by 2030. There's no better time to invest with Noble Gold Investments than now. Noble Gold Investments will walk you through the entire process, and it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to open a gold or silver IRA. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Gold Leaf Nursery Fall Sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon to box tree size, and 50% off selected shrubs and trees. Just in time for the fall planting. At Gold Leaf Nursery, we have a beautiful selection of garden concrete fountains and statuary. And all statuary is on sale. 20% off.
Don't miss out on this 40 to 50% off shrub and tree sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Cherry Creek Road.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The 2022 midterm election is now 25 days away, and Republicans have a 7-point lead in their bid to recapture control of Congress. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that if the elections for Congress were held today, 48% of likely U.S. voters would vote for the Republican candidate, while 41% would vote for the Democrat. Just 4% would vote for some other candidate, but another 7% are not sure. The GOP lead is up 3 points from last week when they led 47% to 43%. Republicans have led the general congressional ballot all year, although their lead has narrowed since mid-July when they led by as much as 10 points. Bernie Bennett reporting.
National correspondent Mike Hempen reports there's evidence the Federal Reserve's attempts to cool the economy might be working.
Shoppers have been pulling back on purchases of appliances, electronics, and furniture, all categories that did well during the early part of the pandemic. Spending at appliance and consumer electronics stores dropped by almost 1%, while sales at auto dealers were down 0.4%.
That is Mike Hempen reporting. Former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says although many high-tech CEOs these days are too young to remember the Cold War, many are starting to realize the geopolitical implications of doing business with global superpowers.
Even the ones who are trying to kowtow to China to get access to China have realized that's never going to happen. They're also business people, and they're realizing that the contracts with the Pentagon for research and whether it's cloud computing or cloud storage and that sort of thing are pretty significant economic drivers.
O'Brien is urging lawmakers to avoid overregulating U.S. tech firms. He says they remain the nation's best hope for blocking complete global tech domination by China and other foreign powers. More of these stories at townhall.com.
These are tough times for everyone, so dealing with your timeshare may not be your biggest concern. But when this passes, do you still want a lifetime of payments, fees, and commitments for a timeshare you were misled into buying?
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshares and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. Give my office a call today. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley Financial now for your free information kit. 800-549-8866. That's 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Some 22,000 e-bikes are being recalled.
That's because the batteries on the $1,000 Anshear e-bike sold by Amazon, Walmart, and Sears could explode. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says that the battery is known to ignite, explode, or spark, which causes a risk of fire, explosions, or burns. Owners can get a new free battery by contacting Anshear. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Parents of a teen who died from fentanyl are suing Snapchat.
14-year-old Alexander Neville used the app to find a drug dealer who would provide him with a pill unknowingly laced with fentanyl. His parents say that Snapchat facilitates the overwhelmingly majority of lethal fentanyl sales by failing to remove dangerous accounts from their app. The company says it's working on banning drug dealer accounts and blocking search results involving drug keywords. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Two of New Zealand's largest ski areas have been placed into a type of bankruptcy proceeding following a disastrous winter season with barely any snow.
The Tauroa and Wakapapa ski areas entered what is called voluntary administration. The proceeding is open to failing New Zealand businesses. The poor snow season came after the previous two seasons were severely disrupted by COVID-19. Rain repeatedly washed away the snow this year, and the ski area's 50 snowmaking machines proved no match against balmy temperatures.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Homes have been flooded in Melbourne and other cities in Australia's southeast. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews paid a visit to a flood-stricken community in southeast Australia.
This is very serious. This will finish up being one of the most significant flood events we've had for quite some time.
Andrews said about 500 homes in Victoria were flooded. Another 500 had been isolated by the floodwaters. More details at townhall.com.
KCR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Really appreciate you tuning in. The rules of engagement of the program are pretty easy. If you want to send me a text message, you text the word Mike or Michael to 33103, 33103. If you want to follow me on any of the social media platforms, you want, of course, you can get the podcast wherever you download podcasts. But if you want to see some of the stories that I talk about, stream me live during the program, whatever, you can simply go to this website, michaelsweekendshow.com, michaelsweekendshow.com. Just trying to make it something easy to remember. And the same is true for, even though you can find the social media icons on that page, if you just want to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube, all you have to remember is michaelsfacebookpage.com or michaelstwitterpage.com or michaelsinstagrampage.com. See? Even us dumb talk show hosts can figure out how to make it easy for everybody. So somebody on the text messages made this statement, which I just find, not the statement baffling, but the subject baffling. So Goober number 7803 texted me earlier in the show and said, Michael, I was recently at a luncheon with a friend of my husband. Something was said about high prices and inflation, and I commented, quote, thank you, Biden. He said that he didn't think inflation was all Biden's fault. So I dropped the issue, not wanting to make waves, because it was an anniversary luncheon. Your thoughts? Yeah, my thoughts are this. Your husband's friend, or whoever that was, is a dummy. Is an absolute dummy. Inflation is simply this. Too much money in the economy chasing too few goods. Now think about how that works. If you have all of this money floating around in the economy, you've got, let's just say you've got $1,000 floating in the economy, and everybody wants to buy widgets. But widgets are in short supply. So the manufacturer of widgets that can't keep up with the demand raises the price of widgets because that's what the market will bear. Someone goes out. Let's use oil. Oil is a great example of this. So the amount of oil produced in the world has diminished because the United States, under Joe Biden, directly because of Joe Biden, this is an unassailable fact. That Joe Biden, when he became president, in fact, before he became president, remember when he walked up to that little girl in Staten Island? And Creepy Joe walks up to this little girl, walks over and gets right in her face and says, I promise you, sweetheart, I promise you, we're going to kill fossil fuels. We're going to end fossil fuels. Well, the first thing he did in office was he killed the Keystone Pipeline, and he delivered a message to companies, oil and gas companies, refining companies, that, you know what, we don't want you anymore. And we're not going to let you drill. And in fact, I find it hilarious. I'll see if I can find the sound bite in a minute. But he comes to Colorado. because Michael Bennett's in a tight race with a guy named Joe O'Day, who I think is probably going to beat Michael Bennett in this Colorado Senate race. It's going to be close, but I think Joe O'Day can win. And he declares an area called Camp Hale, which is in the Vail area of Colorado. He declares that a national monument. And he makes a big spiel about it. But what does it make the news? I mean, that's what makes the news. Oh, he's a new national monument. I've taken, you know, 225,000 acres and turned them into a new national monument. But what nobody really talked about was he, at the same time, declared that he would not allow any additional permitting for oil and gas drilling on some 250,000 acres of federal land in Colorado, further destroying the production of oil and gas in this country. And he also said to the investment class, those who provide the debt financing that it takes to drill an oil well, that do not do that because we're going to pass this Inflation Reduction Act, which is in essence going to push us over toward green energy. So oil and gas production in this country just drops off. So now you have, instead of widgets, you have oil. But you have all this money. You have all this demand. There is still, even though you don't produce oil and gas, there is still a demand for oil and gas. There are, I don't know how many millions of cars there are on the roads in America, but whatever that number is, 8 million, 10 million, 30 million, I don't know. Somebody look it up and text it to me. But whatever that number is, all of those cars still have to get people to work. They still have to get people to, you know, on vacation. People still have to go to the grocery store. They still have to go to work. They still have to do all these things. Otherwise, we wouldn't have cars. I mean, it's just so insane to think about this. So the demand for oil remains, if you can see me in the studio, I've got my hand at about eye level. So demand for oil remains about here. But because we have said, the government has said in this country, that we hate oil and gas. We hate it. So the amount of oil and gas produced in this country drops. But the demand, so my hand goes from eye level down to chin level. But the demand stays up here at eye level. Well, that is all of those dollars, all of those people who still need to fill their cars up, all those people are still going to work, still going to the grocery store, still doing whatever they're doing, driving their cars. That demand still stays here. So you still have the demand chasing. You have more money chasing fewer goods. You have the same amount of money or more chasing less oil. So that automatically drives the price of oil up. Now, think about this. So post-COVID, after these stupid lockdowns, which we're going to talk about in a minute, after these stupid lockdowns, that demand for oil goes up even higher because now people are going back to work. There's this pent-up demand for more widgets, you know, more clothes, more autos, more whatever. You got the supply chain problem, so demand remains high, but the amount of oil and gas remains low. That's because, directly because of Joe Biden and directly because of the Democrats and the Inflation Reduction Act. So you get higher gas prices. And anyone who does not understand that or refuses to understand that is either truthfully an idiot or an ideologue or both. Because that's just how the market works. And it's not just oil. It's widgets. It's clothes. It's shoes. It's, I'm just trying to think, computers, chips, whatever it may be. All of that money chasing fewer goods causes the price to rise. Now, think about it in terms of, again, oil and gas. You know, it takes oil and gas to grow vegetables. Do you know that? How's that possible? You ever heard of irrigation? Yeah. So you have to have diesel to run the irrigation systems that pull the water out of either the ground or the rivers or wherever they get their water for irrigation. You have to have pumps to do that. That takes diesel. Then once you harvest the crop, if you do that, say, with a combine and you're harvesting the wheat or the soybeans or whatever, it takes diesel. Then, once those crops are harvested, getting those crops to the grocery store, well, the magic fairy delivery boy does not deliver the vegetables to the grocery store. A trucker has to do that. It takes diesel to do it. And then for you, for the workers who have gone to the grocery store to then unload that, it takes some sort of fuel to cool the vegetables, keep them cool, keep the little sprayer things going to keep them moist, all of that. All of that takes energy. All of that. You walk into a grocery store today and look around at all of the energy that it takes to keep that grocery store running so that you can buy those vegetables that relied on oil and gas to get to you. So you see, it takes oil and gas to grow vegetables. So if you're paying more, so I asked Damien, my producer, we were talking about Biden being in Los Angeles this week, and Damien made the comment that he was filling up with gas, and on the gas little gas station TV thing, it's because he had talked about being on the 405 and being crowded, and he saw on the TV that that Biden was in town. And so we were talking about that, but I said, so Damien, what, when you were filling up, made me think about it. Damien, what'd you pay for gas when you filled up? And his response without any reservation was, stupid. Oh, you paid stupid for it? Yeah, it was stupid. It was $6.15 a gallon. So everything, if it cost Damien $6.15 to fill his car up in South Central LA or wherever it is, to get up to Sherman Oaks, if it cost him $6.15 to do that, think about what it costs to transport avocados, walnuts, lettuce, whatever, from somewhere in California, or strawberries from Mexico, or blueberries from, South America, getting all of those distributed to all of the grocery stores, all the distributors all over the world, it costs more. And all of that is directly attributable to the Democrats and Joe Biden. This is why it drives me nuts, because this could be solved so easily, so quickly, but he's not going to do it. So when Biden was in Irvine, California, he said this.
I wrote and then signed into law the Inflation Reduction Act. They used to call it, in the press, of poor people have to follow me all over the country. You heard me say it before. It used to be called Build Back Better. But we got almost all of it. That Inflation Reduction Act did a lot of things. It had, like, just a short amount of money, $368 billion for the climate, which is, it did a whole range of things. But what did...
Wait. $365 billion for the climate. Explain to me how giving the government more money to spend is going to, whether you believe in climate change or not, how's that going to affect the climate? Just stop and think about that. But he continued.
What it did was it took on special interests in a way that we haven't in a long time. I know I don't look it, but I've been around for a while. And it's one of the most significant laws in our history when it comes to helping families pay their bills at the end of the month.
What? Let me just ask you. Have you gotten any money from the federal government to help you pay the bills at the end of the month? Have you seen a pay increase because of inflation? Have you gone to your boss and said, hey, I need a pay raise? And the boss looks at you side-eyed like, why? And you say, well, because everything's costing me too much. You know your employer's going to laugh at you. Because your employer, other than just laughing at you and walking away, if they really wouldn't have a conversation, they would say to you, yeah, and you know what? Running this business, everything's costing me more to run this business too. So the last thing I'm going to do is give you a wage increase right now, because we're barely hanging on. This idea that somehow the Inflation Reduction Act is going to help you pay your bills is playing to the lowest common denominator in this country, and I'll tell you what that is. Stupid people. Just stupid people. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103, whatever your message is. Go to michaelsweekendshow.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Thank you. Niner loved working in IT, but he wanted more.
I knew I could make more money if I was certified.
His boss encouraged him to go to My Computer Career.
My manager knew that I'd be more valuable.
The experience was top-notch.
I was able to take classes on my laptop. Now I can work from home. You can get into IT within less than a year.
Become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
Check out My Computer Career. If I can do it, I know anybody can.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Wondering how you can help those impacted by Hurricane Ian? Give now at helpsalvationarmy.org. All donations will go directly to the front lines, supporting immediate relief efforts for the hurting and the hopeless. Your generosity will bring rest to the weary right now and provide resources for healing and rebuilding far into the future. Help us love beyond disaster. Donate now at helpsalvationarmy.org.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, where you can enjoy the comfort of your vehicle, including the air conditioning, while they remove the smoke and grime, debris, and other deposits that can build up on your vehicle and possibly damage the finish and paint. Quick and Clean Car Wash packages start at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Spooktacular savings going on now at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive, where they offer free estimates and are about 30% less than the national average. Mako also works with most major insurance companies. So whether it's a dent or a ding, a minor fender bender, or a full body repair and paint job, Mako has you covered. Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Happy weekend, everybody. Welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Really do appreciate everyone tuning in or listening on the podcast. However you consume this program, I'm glad that you do. So you can always go to, we're trying to figure out just easy web pages to remember to get to the program information. And for this one, we just came up with Michael's Weekend Show. So you can just go to Michael's Weekend Show. It'll take you to the web page where you can stream us live. If you don't know where to get the podcast, you can get it on that page. And you can see some of the stories and things that we talk about. Michael'sWeekendPage.com. But remember, you can always text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. So we're talking about inflation. Because it is, according to almost every poll that I've looked at, the number one issue. As it should be, if you lived through the 70s, you'll recall that we went through a period where, now, right now we don't have gas lines, and right now there's not a shortage of gas. And the reason there's not a shortage of gas right now is because the president has been taking oil out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, putting that on the open market, and OPEC has yet to actually cut their production. But when they do, it is quite possible that we could see gas lines again. And we could see gas go even higher than, I mean, I hate to say this, but they mean if you just pay $6.15 in Los Angeles, you may end up paying even more in the near future. And all of that is so unnecessary. So unnecessary. All we have to do, the Alaska pipeline is carrying about a third of the amount of oil that could actually be carrying to the continental United States, to the lower 48, so that we could refine that and actually produce more gas or oil or diesel or whatever, you know, propane, whatever we need, whatever byproducts we need to keep this economy going. We could do that and become once again energy independent. But what's this president doing? I'd like to use the term treasonous, but it really is, it's too strong of a term. But it is certainly anti-American. It certainly is not in America's best interest. First, you have the president running Saudi Arabia. Remember when he made that trip to Riyadh? Well, we thought he was going to Riyadh because he was going to ask MBS, Prince Mohammed bin Salman, to increase oil production in order to lower gas prices. Well, it's pretty bad when, for most of my adult life, for most of my life, I've heard nothing but we should not be dependent upon foreign governments, particularly the Saudis or the Iranians or the Russians or the Venezuelans, emphasize that, for our oil, when we have plenty of oil in this country. And here is a current president running to Saudi Arabia, ostensibly to convince MBS to increase oil production in order to lower gas prices in this country. But now we find out that's not at all what he did. He actually went to try to convince the Saudis to not cut production until after the midterm elections in 24 days on November 8th. So he was actually begging a foreign government to indirectly not affect our elections by cutting oil production prior to the November 8 election. That's bad enough. You want it to get worse? Stay tuned. America could preserve energy independence by ramping up our own production. Unfortunately, the Biden administration has taken the opposite approach. Let's go to Caracas, Venezuela. I'll be right back.
Exceed supply again this year. Mining.com stated this month that 32,000 tons of silver will be produced, and the amount we need is 34,000 tons. That is a 2,000 ton shortage. This proves that Noble Gold Investments has long warned the market about U.S. transition to renewable energy will put pressure on silver production. Silver is used in solar cells, industrial fabrication, and the automotive industry. There will be a further increase in demand in the field of nanotechnology, the food industry, and printed and flexible electronics. Demand will increase by 54%.
4% by 2030. There's no better time to invest with Noble Gold Investments than now. Noble Gold Investments will walk you through the entire process, and it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to open a gold or silver IRA. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in a Holiday Market shopping center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. It is unbelievable to me that when you look around at the inflation numbers, that the President of the United States just seems to say that everything's just fine. That, you know, he's got all these policies in place that are taking care of it. How are you taking care of it, Mr. President? When I look around and I see what gas prices are, I see what grocery prices are, I see what the price of almost anything. So my wife and I eat out a lot, probably more than we probably should. Don't judge us. But I've noticed that many of the places we go, that the prices have steadily increased week over week. We went to one restaurant recently where the prices had gone up, where they didn't have time to print new menus. They had literally just taken a magic marker or a felt tip pen and just put in new prices. That's how rapidly things are changing. And one of the two most basic causes of inflation right now, government spending. So you have all of this money in the economy floating around because of government spending. So you have all of this money that's chasing, you know, all these limited amount of goods, which is increasing the cost of those goods. You think about all the stuff that the government buys. The government buys, just take the U.S. military alone and think about every single thing. And I'm not talking necessarily about weapons, but think about every single thing that it takes for the government to operate. Paperclips. Staplers, vehicles, and then, yes, Jet A, everything. So they're competing in the marketplace with you and me. So all of this money's chasing all of this stuff, and it's driving up prices at the same time that they decide, that Joe Biden decides, to destroy the oil and gas industry. And the best they can do, here's Janet Yellen, the Secretary of Treasury. How she lasts beyond the end of the year is beyond my imagination.
To get price increases under control. Well, some leading indicators show hopeful signs. Working families are continuing to feel the pain of high inflation.
Really? Sister, you don't need to tell us that. Guess what? We know it. Now, she's speaking before the annual meeting of the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. Why doesn't she come home and deal with what's going on here? Why doesn't she have the cojones to go to the President of the United States and say, Mr. President, slap him around a little bit. Wake up. Get out of your stupor. Have a little ice cream and pay attention here. You're spending too much money. You got to tell Congress to stop it. And you got to increase oil production. You know, I think what is really hurting Democrats right now is that we actually can't, you know, why is the price of gas such a political hot potato? Because virtually everyone in this country at some point goes to a filling station. And they sit there. And just think about it. You put the nozzle in your car, and you put your credit card in, whatever you do, and you click on the pump, and you watch it. It's like watching a slot machine, except you're not hoping to get money back. You're just hoping to God that you don't really cross that $50 mark or that $75 mark or that $100 mark, because you're calculating how much that's costing you second by second. As that digital dial spins around, you're thinking about how much that's costing you versus how much money you've got in your checking account. So Americans care what they pay at the pump. And they see it every single time they go. We could preserve energy independence in this country by simply ramping up our own production. But as I've said, the Biden administration is taking exactly the opposite approach. So when OPEC Plus, said they would cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day, what did the Biden administration do? They reacted by purchasing oil from Venezuela and releasing additional oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Daniel DiMartino, who is a Venezuelan economist and a fellow at the Manhattan Institute, says this, quote, "This is a misguided and, are you ready, unethical move that will help the Maduro regime, which is a tyrannical, human rights abusive dictator. It will help him stay in power and will cost Venezuelan lives, but it won't have any benefit to America. Biden forgets Venezuela is an OPEC member and as such follows OPEC quotas, so any increase in production from Venezuela will likely be met by a decrease from other nations." This is how insane they are. Oh, Saudis say they're going to cut production. Let's go to Venezuela. Let's go to another dictator. Oh, you'll give us more oil? Yeah, we will, because Venezuela, if you understand how bad the Venezuelan economy is, they need every greenback they can get. So they might increase production a little bit. But that means some other OPEC country, because OPEC as a cartel, as a whole, is going to... OPEC, when I say cartel, they're no different than the drug cartel. Michael, you can't make that comparison. Really? Hold my beer. Many of the cartel members, Russia, Venezuela, engage in human rights abuses just like the drug cartels do. You don't think Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela is more than willing to assassinate, kill, disappear, mutilate whatever his political opponents or anybody on the street that dares to do anything wrong that he disagrees with? Of course. And we're going to finance that? Yes. Just like we're in essence financing the drug cartels coming across the southern border. We don't do anything to stop it. Oh my God. I'm so wound up today because when I think of the stupidity going on, it's just absolutely mind-boggling. So Biden doesn't understand that, okay, I'm going to run to Venezuela. Well, this cartel says, okay, well, look, this demented old man's going to go to Venezuela, guys. Okay, well, then I'll tell you what, Saudis say we'll cut our production even further so that OPEC maintains a certain level of production to keep price at a certain level. So no matter what Biden does with OPEC countries, their production numbers are going to stay low, which will keep the price of gas high. He's truly, you know, many people have said that Joe Biden has been wrong on every single foreign policy decision that he's made in his 50-plus years in the United States government. I believe it, because this is another example of how when it comes to foreign policy or foreign relations, he has absolute zero understanding of how the world works. OPEC is a cartel. Venezuela might say, yeah, we need, and in fact, the cartel members may even say to Venezuela, they may say to Maduro, look, we know you need some extra money right now. So here's what we'll do. We'll let you increase your production by, I don't know, let's say 5%. We'll give you, I mean, it's like the mafia sitting around. Maduro will let you increase your production by 5%. But Vladimir, you've got to cut yours by 5%. Because we all agree that we got to keep the price of oil at a certain level so that we can all benefit, okay? Okay, agreed? Okay, we all go home now. And they all just walk away. They've had their little meeting in Sicily, and now they're all going to walk away. But the problem, I mean, the astounding thing to me is we have the ability to be energy independent. Now, if you don't believe me, I know this is difficult to do. But just imagine 2 years ago. A little over 2 years ago, about this time, what were you paying for gas versus what you're paying now? According to the United States Energy Information Agency, a government agency, we hold over 373 billion barrels of recoverable crude oil reserves, over 50 years supply, and almost 3,000 trillion cubic feet of recoverable natural gas. That is a 100-year supply. Other organizations, the American Petroleum Institute and others, will tell you that with the advances in fracking, we actually have a 600-year supply of oil and natural gas. It doesn't have to be this way. Which is why, 24 days from now, I think there will be a red tsunami. Now, that doesn't mean, for example, I'm sitting here in Colorado. It doesn't mean that we'll have that red tsunami is going to turn Colorado red. It doesn't mean it's going to turn California red. But I think generally across the country, I do think Republicans will gain a slim, if not larger, but at least a slim control of the United States Senate. And they'll gain a major control of the United States House. And I think in terms of gubernatorial races, I think that we'll end up with many more Republican governors, which may portend a red wave at the state level, which means state legislatures will turn predominantly red. And as much as this sounds partisan, again, call somebody that cares, because I think that's good for the country. You know, even if, just trying to look at all angles here, even if we don't win control of the United States Senate, but we do win control of the United States House, that creates gridlock. That means that Chuck Schumer cannot get anything out of the Senate other than maybe the approval of some judicial nominees, which is bad enough. But it means at least the Republicans can stop this outrageous government spending. And they can stop whatever Joe Biden has in mind, if he plans to stay in office for the next 2 years, which is iffy, or if he can even stay in office for the next 2 years. I think that's iffy. It'll at least create gridlock. I think that'll probably be good for the stock market. Because I think even the stock market will be saying, the folks in Wall Street, the people at Wall and Broad in lower Manhattan will say, phew, at least we have some stability for 2 more years. That stability may not be what you and I want, but at least it'll be gridlock that will stop them from furthering the absolute destruction of this country with these insane economic policies. Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I really do appreciate you tuning in. Text the word Mike to 33103, Mike or Michael. Text your message to 33103. You can also go to michaelsweekendshow.com, michaelsweekendshow.com. If you want to stream us live, you want to get the podcast, you can't find other places to get the podcast, which you can get them just about anywhere. michaelsweekendshow.com. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Niler loved working in IT, but he wanted more.
I knew I could make more money if I was certified.
His boss encouraged him to go to My Computer Career.
My manager knew that I'd be more valuable.
The experience was top-notch.
I was able to take classes on my laptop. Now I can work from home. You can get into IT within less than a year.
Become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
Check out My Computer Career. If I can do it, I know anybody can.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Wondering how you can help those impacted by Hurricane Ian? Give now at HelpSalvationArmy.org. All donations will go directly to the front lines, supporting immediate relief efforts for the hurting and the hopeless. Your generosity will bring rest to the weary right now and provide resources for healing and rebuilding far into the future. Help us love beyond disaster. Donate now at HelpSalvationArmy.org.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K Care Net Race Run Walk starts at 9 a.m. Saturday, October 22nd at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. Whether you like to race or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K Care Net Race Run Walk for only $30 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenetreading.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit pregnancy resource center right here in Reading. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus immediately following the race for participants. That's the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 22nd at 9 o'clock. Sign up online today at carenet.reading.org.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate everyone tuning in. Really do appreciate you listening. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103 if you have a message for me, a text message. And you can always go to michaelsweekendshow.com, michaelsweekendshow.com. There you'll find all the social media icons, all that stuff. So we got the producer price index this past week, and then we got the consumer price index. But what does that mean in real time? Because everybody hears about, well, you know, it was worse than expected. Here's a dirty little secret that the Bureau of Labor Statistics does when it comes to both the producer price index, the PPI, and the CPI, the consumer price index. They will take out food and energy. Wait a minute. Why would you take out food and energy? Because when you take out food and energy, which are probably the highest products in terms of the inflationary costs, you lower that producer price index number and you lower that CPI number so that things don't look as bad as they really are. Now, I've always found that fascinating because I've always believed, and I used to say this when I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, we would have these discussions inside the bowels of the government, you know, or we have these meetings in the White House Situation Room. And the debate would be, what should we tell the American people? You know, whatever the issue might be. Maybe we just got a CIA report about, you know, something going on in Afghanistan or Iraq. Maybe we got a CIA report about some threat to the homeland. Or we got some, you know, economic report about some problems, you know, some headwinds coming along. whatever it might be. It doesn't make any difference. But I was always fascinated by the conversation of what should we tell the American people. And this is probably why they hated me. But I can remember on numerous occasions saying, why don't we just tell them the truth? You know, maybe sugarcoat it a little bit, or maybe put it in words where it doesn't cause panic, but why don't we just tell the American people the truth? I'm always fascinated by that. The government's always scared to tell the truth because the government, one, never wants to admit a mistake. Two, they don't ever want to cause a panic, which I kind of understand, but I think they overhype the risk of a panic. And number three, I honestly believe you can, you know, if you haven't lived my life, then you can't understand why I say this. But having worked at the highest levels of the government, I will tell you, I just think that they, the government, writ large, think that generally the American people are stupid. They do. And I think they think that because inside that beltway bubble, they can get the media to just say whatever it is they want to say in a way that inures to their benefit. And they think that, it's almost like they think we don't have access to the internet. It's almost like they don't think that we have access to alternate sources of information. It's almost like they think that we only get our news from the three television networks and maybe CNN. When we have a whole array of information sources. But back to the CPI and the PPI. When you look at piped utility gas service, and you look at that increase, just the monthly change in September was up almost 3%. Motor vehicle maintenance and repairs were up almost 2%. Fruits and vegetables, 2%. Motor vehicle insurance, 1.6%. Cereals and bakery products, 0.9%. Food away from home, 0.9%. Rent of a primary residence, up 0.8%. Airline fares, 0.8%. New vehicles, 7%, 0.7%. Non-alcoholic beverages, 0.6%. So you take away all items, excluding food and beverages, up 0.6%. A few things decreased. Gas was down for the month of September, 4.9%, but is now skyrocketing right back up because of OPEC cut. Folks, inflation is an invisible tax on the people who can least afford to pay it. Something's got to change. Hang tight.
Ammo is expensive and in short supply. Did you know you can train without ammunition at your house using the Mantis X? The best shooters in the world do the majority of their training doing dry fire practice at home. The Mantis X firearms training system is a no-ammo, all-electronic way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. It simply attaches to your own firearm like a weapon light, and you can use it at home or at the range. The Mantis X gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on your technique and guides you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. The Mantis X is used by the Marine Corps, the Army, and Special Forces. It is military-grade technology at an affordable price. The Mantis X is a must-have for every gun owner. If you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you must also act on your Second Amendment responsibility to be competent and confident in your shooting ability. Improve your shooting accuracy today. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
It's that time of year again for the Sundial Riffle Raffle. A tradition for over 30 years, the raffle has always been about our kids. And this year, we're not ducking out. Over $5 million has been raised for substance abuse prevention and youth development. And the Sundial Riffle Raffle is ready to raise more. The grand prize winner of the raffle will receive $10,000 cash. And second place will receive a houseboat vacation. Enter today at sundialriffleraffle.com and continue supporting our kids.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.